I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We sponsored by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. We have also got tickets to the California Classic, July 2nd and 3rd, Chase Center. That is this weekend. It means this weekend. I think Friday, in fact, is when you have to wake up and say something to the effect of, it's already July?
Right. I thought you were going to do a Doc Pandy there and say James Wiseman plays basketball today.
But do we know that for sure?
We don't know that, but I'm looking forward to this weekend when you get a couple of summer league games, and it'll either be Patrick Baldwin Jr. plays basketball or James Wiseman plays basketball. Somebody's going to be playing basketball, and hopefully it will be James Wiseman this weekend.
Up-and-coming stars for the Warriors, the Kings, the Lakers, the Heat as well. July 2nd and 3rd at Chase Center. We have two pairs of tickets to give away. We're going to do one of them right now, and then the other one later on in the hour. So caller 5 contest line right now, if you please. 844-999-GAME. Caller 5, 844-999-4263. Pair of tickets, this time to the July 3rd games. These are the Sunday games for the California Classic. Good little tidy 3-day weekend coming up. Not a bad thing to do with one of the days.
Yeah, looking forward to it. A true 3-day weekend, with the fourth being on the Monday as opposed to it's on the Sunday, but you get the Monday as the observed. And I was doing my holiday breakdown a couple weeks ago. 4th of July is absolutely one of the tier one slam dunk, should be, glad it's their holidays of the year.
Why is that?
Because it means something. Unlike this cockamamie, hey, it's Mother's Day, and it's Valentine's Day, and it's Father's Day. It's made up.
I love when you use cockamamie.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. I know that's when we're going to get some vintage Dibs on the other side.
Some things make me angry, and having holidays foisted.
And holidays is one of them?
Having holidays foisted upon me, yes. Okay. Because they aren't real holidays. Any holiday that you have to work is not a holiday. And Mother's Day and Father's Day, it's work. You got to do stuff on those days because somebody's telling you, oh, second Sunday in May, you need to love your mother now. Yeah. The other 364 days a year, you can treat her like crap. But on that one Sunday, love your mother.
Do you like Christmas?
It's all right.
It's all right.
Well, I mean,
it takes a lot of work.
What is Christmas? So we're celebrating the birth of one of the all-time, he's the GOAT. I mean, one of the true goats. You know?
Call me Dibberquad. Wow.
He's the Gassot, the greatest savior of all time.
Some would believe that and some don't.
Exactly. Which is why Christmas and what we've done to Christmas, second only to what we've done to Halloween in America, we've ruined Halloween. We've turned it into a slutty adult party night, which is
a
shame.
For adults. I mean, for kids, it's still very wholesome, except for you're not allowed to go door to door for anything anymore.
Thank you.
I'm wondering when Halloween is going to go away because of COVID.
I mean, it's over.
You cannot. And this goes for Halloween and any other day of the week. You cannot go knocking on people's doors.
No.
Are you crazy? I mean,
our show open has you saying, get off of my doorstep.
I mean, honestly, that's because it is no longer appropriate. Be honest. You hear a knock on the door or the doorbell rings. What's the first thought that goes through your head?
I'm not answering that. I mean, when I lived in Oakland, it was, Jehovah's Witness. I mean, I haven't seen them in 4 days.
Seriously.
Maniscalco, just give me your pamphlet.
Maniscalco's got a great skit on this, where it's just like, go back 20 years. If there was a ring at the door, it was like everybody went, I wonder who's stopping by.
And we're rushing to see who gets to answer it.
Put something in the oven. Somebody stopped by. You get the doorbell to ring now, you wheel your head around. You're like, what the hell?
Right.
What are you doing on my property?
What are you doing?
Like what went wrong?
Right.
Like the only time that something has happened that has mattered to me at my doorstep in the last 6 months, I get a knock on the door. I think I told you this. I got the new place. It's got a side yard, but it's got one really low retaining wall. So for a minute, I'm like, the yard will be great for Penny. We could put Penny out in the yard, let her play when she needs to do her business and get a little exercise. So one time I go, let's test it. And I put her in the side yard, and I closed the door, and then I went back and, you know, did whatever I did, cooked dinner or whatever. It only took about 6 minutes. And I'm like, what the hell?
Who's knocking on my damn door?
And I open up the door, and it's the new neighbors across and down the street. And they're like, is this your dog? I'm like,
dog got out.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so the yard doesn't hold her. She was in somebody's backyard three houses away. That was an appropriate use of the front door.
Totally.
Other than that, stay the hell away from my front door. Don't you dare knock on my door.
Right. And so now, trick-or-treating-wise, to bring it back to Halloween, you just leave a bucket of candy at the end of your walkway
That last one kid.
Well, maybe for the greedy SOBs in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Actually, the last time we did that, it was a nice matriculation of candy.
How do you know?
Because
would you put a camera on it?
No, you check back. Well, we do have a camera, but you check back in later in the night to see how the bowl's doing, and the bowl still is half full.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you know the first kid just didn't go for the dump.
I've never seen that before. It make it through the night. Anyway, you sound like a ton of fun at parties. I'll be sure to invite you over to my 4th of July barbecue.
No, 4th of July, absolutely. I'm a lot of fun. It's a big holiday. It's a holiday that actually means something.
All right.
It's not made up.
Okay.
Well, it's not made up by somebody in a corporate office who decided to make money on the backs of all you suckers out there. That's what I mean, Mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt good.
Oh, yeah.
I felt good coming out.
I'm never getting you anything for anything.
You know what I got for Father's Day this year?
What'd you get?
Two phone calls.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
I didn't even get that. I got two text messages.
That hurts. That hurts.
And one of them was pretty late at night. Oh, gosh.
Oh, Mother's Day, though, the ex-wife.
Oh.
I mean, cards, and let's go out to lunch, and let's do dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I told him, Dad, what do you want for Father's Day? The same thing I've wanted every year, to be left the hell alone.
No, see, I'm different when it comes to that. I would like to have them. I don't want a break. Let's go do something.
Well, now my kids are adults, so
next time
around, yes, I'm going to want my baby girl to be with me at all times.
Sure, yeah. No, but I know a lot of people do that with Mother's and Father's Days. Like, do you want to do something that sort of commemorates that job of being mother or father, or do you want to be at a spa by yourself?
Right, a break from that job. Right. You know, it's interesting.
It is interesting. I am pro holiday. I just want all of our listeners to know
there's
that.
There's a shock. I'm pro real holidays. I'm anti made up cockamamie bullcrap.
Well, I don't know. Those cockamamie.
Ray's rubbing off on me.
Some of those create days off for you, you know.
Such as?
I mean, Christmas, Easter. Do they not? You do not get
Easter,
spring break?
You never get a day off for Easter.
Break.
Easter's on a Sunday. Oh. So unless you work Sundays. And by the way, I work this year on Easter.
Well, that was a choice.
Yeah. BetQL Network, right. Sunday's bets doesn't sleep.
Bet.
1-800 Easter was my betting name.
Take Jesus in the over.
Thank you. It's a great comeback. I live bet Jesus down 28.
I don't think Jesus is very, very happy about this conversation that's happening right
He's
now.
He's all right.
Like Dibs is just completely tossing me out with the bathwater right now.
Totally.
Oh, Jesus,
I apologize.
Dibs?
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570. So this is, and I'm going to ask this in a very, very genuine way, because I think, A, it's... I don't have the perfect answer, and B, the answer is maybe different for different people. I am entertained by winning. I think when it comes to team building, you have to do it through the process of your own organization, which the Giants are in the midst of trying to do. They ended up way ahead of schedule, as we talked about yesterday, 107 wins. And the old homegrown guys were still there, and the new homegrown guys aren't there yet, and now you're sort of stuck almost in between. Buster leaves, nobody, Bart doesn't work, so now you're just in between, and you're still winning more games than you lose. So I get why people are having a hard time connecting with this team. But even the Warriors, well, they have stars, but they didn't go get stars the way you're suggesting the Giants get stars. They didn't trade for any of them, unless you want to count Wiggins. They drafted them. They cultivated them. They built them from the ground up. And the only reason they're stars is because they won. So what comes first, the star or the win? What makes the star? Is the star made by social media, by presence when he or she walks into the room? Or is the star made by winning? So in other words, some of the people in Giants lore we love who weren't even great players, the guys who dabbled, the Scudieros, the Cody Ross, right, the Pat Burrell, they're not stars.
No.
But they're huge names around here because they won. So even these quote-unquote boring guys over at Oracle Park right now, would some of them suddenly change in your mind if they were to win a World Series this year?
Depends on how they go about winning it. If they win it the way that they're playing right now, if they wind up this year 86 and 76 and they somehow scuffle their way to win the World Series, even though they'd be the last wild card and they go on some sort of a run, well, somebody's going to have to play well enough to where they become the guy. Maybe they're the World Series MVP. Maybe then they become a star temporarily. But I don't think, without winning three championships, I don't know if those stars from the Giants dynasty run would be as big of stars had they not been here for that long.
So Colin Cowherd podcast, Peter Guber, part owner of the Warriors and the Dodgers, was talking about the idea of team building, and there's winning and then there's entertainment, and obviously you want some overlap. But take a listen to what he's saying. It almost sounds like he's talking directly to the Giants.
Somehow you understand that process of connection as a leader. I think it's important. I think people running sports businesses must understand that they are in the entertainment business. If they don't think they're in the entertainment business, that's called stupid. You know, they have to be in the entertainment business. They're aiming at people's hearts, not their heads first, their hearts. They're trying to make that audience, that sports people, invested in the experience, invested in the outcome, and they're trying to make them participants, not passengers.
Okay, first thing we need to do with those comments is snip, snip, Joe. We're going to need, that's called stupid. We're going to need that, I think, as a drop on this show. Probably makes sense. I think we give you enough opportunities to play that. That's called stupid.
Yeah.
So we can use that.
He's right.
Second part of it, though, is we're trying to get fans invested in the outcome. That's interesting because, again, are we talking about entertainment or is winning on its own entertaining? Because if you're trying to get people invested in the outcome, just I can only use myself as an example. So I'm going to go sit in the bleachers tonight and watch the Giants. I am totally invested in the outcome. Totally. Even though I don't have jerseys, and yeah, I don't know what the conversation is with my sons on the way to the game of like, can you wait to see
right
Darren Ruff and that 2.5 at bats that he's going right to get? Like, I don't know what that conversation is. I know they're excited to go. We are invested in the outcome. So is that not entertaining?
It is entertaining, but you are a P1 fan.
Yes.
You are a diehard orange and black, raising your kids the same way. Your friend, the wonderful Christy, is of the same cloth. You guys are not who he's talking about, I don't think. Because the hardcore fans are going to love the Giants, the Warriors, and Niners basically no matter what. Unless you get so bad and you alienate your fans at such a level, Oakland A's, to where you actively drive your fans away. You make it so your fans don't want to come to watch your product. You're going to have fans who are invested. What I heard him talking about is you want to appeal to people in their heart. And to appeal to the heart, you need to have people care. And right now, if you're a casual Giants fan, and if I wasn't in the business that I'm in, I would be a casual Giants fan. I like baseball. I wouldn't watch every single game like I do. Baseball to me would just kind of be there for me. I go to a few games a year. I like baseball. I enjoy the experience, but I'm not invested emotionally in any of these guys outside of maybe Brandon Crawford to a lesser extent, maybe a little bit of Brandon Belt. It's because they've been here. I know who they are. I know their story. I know their background. That touches me in my sports heart. Tyro Estrada, I love watching him play. Mm-hmm. I don't know the first thing about Tyro Estrada. And I only know Mike Yastrzemski because I grew up watching his grandpa. And so that story makes a connection
to me. He's connected a little bit.
Austin Slater, I mean, good player,
Carlos
Rodon, he's been here for 2.5 months.
Well, so, star chasing fan, you know, someone who wants some sort of pizzazz when you're watching a player.
I'm more of a known chasing fan. I want to know a guy, you know?
Right, I get it. So yeah. are you more excited tonight? If you're going tonight, are you more excited to watch the Giants hit or are you more excited to watch the Tigers hit? Because that means you get to watch Rodon. That's the biggest name on the field for the Giants tonight.
For me, if I was going to go to the game, the number one attraction would be Torlakson from Petaluma and a kid who went to the same high school I did, granted a few decades after me. Mm-hmm. But that local kid making good story, number one overall pick, I think he's 21, 22 years of age. I want to see what he looks like. Carlos Rodon, I like pitching. I like nasty pitching. This guy is nasty. You've been on the Rodon train early and often ahead of anybody. So now when he pitches, I will watch because he's got electric stuff. And so I enjoy that. Next to that, I mean, Jock Peterson, is he going to be in the lineup? Yeah. He would be the next attraction for me. But again, that's kind of to that point.
Who's pitching?
Right?
Who's pitching for the
And you always have to ask yourself, unfortunately, with this Giants team.
Oh, no, it's a lefty. It's lefty on lefty tonight.
So if you want to see any Giant hitter, you have to ask yourself two questions. Is he healthy? And who's pitching?
Is he lefty?
Because, you know, Crawford is out. Belt is out. Longoria's been out.
The damn lefties of San Francisco, they're always disappointing. No.
So now you know the Giants' righty lineup is not very good, so... Now you're thinking, boy, do I want to go to a Giant game? 3 hours and 12 minutes, we're going to see 22 strikeouts and a 3-1 game?
I'm in.
I know you're in, Mark.
No, I think you make some very fair points. And let's give 408 just texted in. A star is someone you wait to go to the bathroom to watch at watch there at bay. Oh, they're at bat. Sorry, that's a typo. You wait to go to the bathroom so that you can watch their at bat. The Giants don't have one. That's totally true. However, sometimes my response to that would be, first of all, how many of those guys do you even have in Major League Baseball? There are not that many. And secondly, you do play a dangerous game. When you chase this, it's been proven over and over again. This is not to absolve the Giants process, which I was right next to all of you in the offseason going, where's the right-handed bat? Where's the right-handed bat? They're going to get Seiya Suzuki, right? Oh, they're not? Oh, Trevor Story. That's an interesting idea because they need right-hit. Wait, no?
No.
You're not?
But,
no right-handed at bat?
No.
No right-handed batter. Okay. No, we didn't do it. And I still look at their lineup today, and I'm like, gosh, that would have fit. Maybe they'll get it at the deadline. I don't know. But when you go chasing, like, how many home runs does Marcus Semien have this year? Has he hit one yet? Did he finally hit one?
He has, like, two.
Jeez, you got to be careful with 7 years, $150 million. Has Chris Bryant played for the Rockies yet? $180 million. I think he's got about 60 at-bats and hadn't homered yet. when he went down and got hurt?
I don't even need to like chase stars. I just want known commodities.
Okay.
I want to be able to, hey, we're going to the Giants game, and you know, be able to think about in your own mind what the batting order might look like, because tonight's a great example. Crawford, he's out.
He's out.
Yastrzemski's a lefty, probably won't play.
No, he's probably in because they don't have good three. Slater, it'll be Ruff, it'll probably be Yaz.
Is Wilmer healthy?
Wilmer's ready to go. He might be.
Tyro?
Yeah. Wilmer might be at second. Longo will be in there. Tyro will be in there.
Winzy behind the in the squad.
I don't know who the DH is, being that, you know, it won't be LaStella.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It just,
that's the lineup.
I know.
And that, it's Tuesday, so they'll win.
Well, the fact that you threw out the whatever, that to me is more of the turnoff. I don't need him to have a murderer's row of superstars on long-term deals, but it would be nice to have a team that you actually could get to know on a more regular basis.
Your mean Mercedes might be playing first base tonight, buddy.
For who?
The Giants.
Okay.
What do you got, Jake?
Who's mean Mercedes?
Exactly.
Real quick, 7 homers so far for Marcus Semien, just a correction on that. But I think we have to adjust for this conversation the definition of star, because baseball is so localized. You're right, Mark. There aren't that many stars nationally that I'm like, oh, I need to wait at my TV to see this guy do something. But you guys are talking about O'Neal Cruz in the crossover. I'm guessing every Pirates fan right now is locked into every single O'Neal Cruz at bat.
Sure.
I think Joey Bart was that at the beginning of this year. Like, what is he going to be? Oh, he's not hitting. The Giants just don't have that guy locally. It doesn't matter nationally. I don't give a damn what people in Milwaukee think about the Giants. What do Giants fans think about the Giants? And the fact that there's not a guy on this roster that people are like, that's my guy.
That's totally fair.
Is a problem.
That is a problem. I agree. But let's also not act like they've had stars for the last 12 years.
But they've had known commodities,
right.
Mark.
No,
forget the stars.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yes, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm saying you need to have people that you actually...
Yes.
And O'Neal Cruz, miss me with O'Neal Cruz. The guy's played a total of 8 games this year.
Well, but no, but fans are excited about a homegrown prospect, same as
right.
we are.
He'll be a Pirate for another 2 months, and then he's getting traded.
When Luciano gets here, that's going to be a thing.
For how long?
I don't know.
Hopefully for a long time.
Hopefully for a long time. But when he gets here, that is going to be a thing. That is going to be, don't go
right.
to the bathroom, Marco's coming up. And then if he goes 0 for his first 16 and Connor Joe's it, you know, then we're going to freak out and do all the things that we do. And then people will bring up Jordan Poole and tell you to be patient. All that stuff. I get it. I understand it. But I'm agreeing with you. The reason the conversation, and not this one, but the overall conversation needs to change, is Farhan needs to go get a star. No, a star needs to be born. You don't go get one. They got to birth one.
Right.
Okay?
And they also have to get some, but you're right about the way they build a team.
They believe that they're very pregnant. They believe that they are very pregnant. But those stars need to be born. The Giants won 3 titles, and they were beloved, selling that building out for 12 years, and they have never had who I would define as a star during that time. And you can Buster pose me all you want.
Well, you guys think he's a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of
then
Famer.
Then he's a star.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, see, that's where you miss me with that.
I mean, there's all kinds of Hall of Famers who are not like box office stars. Did you ever buy a ticket to see John Stockton? I mean, you don't. That's not what people are talking about. Like the stop what you're doing and watch what he's doing guy, Buster was never that. And there are tons of Hall of Famers who have never been that. They've never had that
but
for 12
years. But to your point,
years.
There aren't a lot of those guys in baseball,
correct,
period.
Correct. Absolutely.
And O'Neal Cruz, after 8 games, we're excited about a 6'7" baseball player, and he could be something down the road.
That's
but
a different conversation.
Well, and the whole thing
he's
about...
He's not a star, he's
that's
a
what
prospect.
Joe Butcherboy was saying this morning.
But he's a prospect.
Right, he's a big-time prospect,
so
which is what Luciano is as well. But
they're excited
again, if you're a Pittsburgh Pirate fan, you realize that O'Neal Cruz is not going to be a Pirate for longer than... You know, he gets good and then they trade him. That's what Pittsburgh does.
Sometimes.
Who's the last Pirate to play 10 years and be a perennial All-Star? Mike LaValliere?
How long was McCutcheon there?
Kutch was not there 10 years, probably about 6 or 7.
Pretty close.
And then when he got to a point and they ran out of the pre-arb years,
it was time for them
to overturn
it. Time
for them to move on.
Yeah.
And look at the way Farhan is building this roster, and it works in terms of winning baseball games. But it doesn't work in terms of generating interest among the casual fans, because You just mentioned it. Your main Mercedes might play first tonight. What the? Who the?
Is Doc Pandia sending that tweet out?
I don't think that he's the guy.
I think he should. I think it'd be great.
Your mean Mercedes.
He might play baseball tonight. Yes, right. He might. All right. We got some calls on this. Stay right where you are. Marvin, 888-957-9570. Open lines as well if you want to get in on it. Pick your battles looming. Steiny and Goo looming as well. Willard and Dibs, 95.7 again.
A big difference, bro.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, another set of tickets for the California Classic, okay? Willard and Dibs, which...
Will and Dibby.
Willie and Dibby is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. And it also... Yeah, thank you. It also has California Classic tickets. July 3rd games coming up this weekend, Chase Center. Two games that day.
Inside?
Inside. It will be, yes.
No, not one inside, one outside.
No, two games.
Inside.
Right.
Okay.
Up-and-coming stars, Warriors, Kings, Lakers, Heat, and quite possibly James Wise Man.
Thank you. The three frogs from the James Wise Man.
I paused. I'm
That's
like,
good.
I, should
no,
I go
it's there.
For it? And
it's
then
there.
I went for it. Yeah.
It's a Super Bowl reference, and I love it. The old Bud.
James.
Wise.
Wise Man.
I mean, it was so stupid, but so quietly effective. And think about it in terms of advertising.
Oh,
that's got to be 20 years ago.
What I wouldn't give to go back in time and be in the room when right. that got pitched. Because I guarantee you.
Dude, there's these three frogs.
Some dude named Tim would look at this and go, are you high right now? Like, yeah, bro, I got this idea,
dude,
right?
Dude, there's three syllables and three frogs. Budweiser's got three syllables, and so we'll have the one frog.
And they'll be in the tree, because, you know, tree frogs, right?
Yeah. I have a bit when they're on lily pads, too. And the follow-up, it's just crazy. And yet, here we are, talking about it.
Decade and a half later, or more. When was that? How many years ago were the Budweiser frogs?
1995.
Oh, God.
27 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
I was going to cue up the game show music, but our staff James has abandoned us.
Wise? Man. We're going to do it. If he plays this year, first time he scores 20 points in an NBA game, we're just going to do that for 3 hours the next day. That's it.
Guys, I can book one of the frogs. I've got a line on one of the Budweiser frog guys. I can't get but I got a number on the Wise. The Bud guy is gone. I can get you. Look.
Oh, gosh. That's tough.
Bonte and Shasky were trying some Nahigi this morning.
How'd it go?
Pretty good.
Okay.
I'd like him to go a little bit further, though.
Yeah.
Sell it a little harder.
You know what I mean? Like, flex your muscle on that a little
Joe
bit.
Joe actually had a really funny line I'm trying to remember related to, on what, some booking that he thinks that Nahigi could get. Yeah, so.
All right. Caller 5 right now, July 3rd for James Wise Man.
It's just never going to get old for me.
Chase Center this weekend, if you'd like to go. How about the contest line, okay? 844-999-GAME, 844-999-4263. Caller 5 right now. Pair of tickets to July 3rd's games at the California Classic. Hi, Marvin in San Francisco. You're on with Willard and Dibs. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm enjoying your show. I'd like to give you a couple of things that no one's talking about, but why the interest in baseball is down is when I was a kid, we used to go every Friday night. Two or three dads would drive a bunch of us who were on, you know, would play every weekday morning at Beresford Park in San Mateo, and we'd just show up on our bikes and play all day. Can't do that anymore. You have to be on an organized team, and practices are limited. When I coached a team in San Francisco, little kids, I had to bring my lawnmower to fix the field. So the city really doesn't have the fields in good shape. So a lot of kids have no interest in standing in ankle high grass that's wet while they play, or trying to hit out of a hole by home plate that's never been fixed. So kids don't get to play all the time, and we didn't need parents around. We We'd ride our bike to Beresford and just play all day and make up games as we went along, from Pickle to Screeno and things like that. Kids can't do that, so they don't develop that lifelong love for baseball. It all has to be organized with uniforms and parents screaming at them and stuff like that. We didn't have that. We got to play sometimes on bad fields, so you learned how to field ground balls better. Anyway, the second thing is, every Friday night, the same kids who used to play during weekdays on summer, we'd all get up to San Francisco to Candlestick Park, and for 90 cents, sit in the right field bleachers and get there for batting practice with our mitts so we could catch the home runs that Willie McCovey hit and so forth. There's so many aspects of that that have to do with loving the game as you get older, and all that's been eliminated. Look what kids are doing. They're doing the things that they get to do on their own, like skateboarding and things like that. You don't have the same restrictions.
Okay, so Marvin, here's what I'd say. There's a ton of truth in what you're spitting. However, I also think you're personalizing it a little bit to your Friday night experience, like the idea that, oh, there's no fields, they've let them overgrow. I don't know what's going on in your neighborhood. There's plenty of access to green grass, you know, where I live. I know some places it is like that, some places it's not. I think what you're leaving out of this conversation is the phone. To me, that's what you're leaving out of this conversation. What you didn't have, what I didn't have, Dibs, what you didn't have, we didn't have the distraction of the phone. The idea that kids...
That's part of it.
Yeah.
It's also the sense of how kids play now, because he's right. When we were kids, it was a standing thing where, hey, we're meeting at McDowell today at 1 o'clock, and we're playing baseball, and they'll be between...
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
5 and 12 of us, and it's just what you did. Nowadays, it's play dates and, you know, make sure that little Jimmy's mom is going to be there or somebody's going
to
be watching
you. To a degree. I mean, I've got teenagers. It's definitely not that. But yes, there's less
independence. But you wouldn't let your 8-year-old ride his bike 2 miles to go down to the park and just play a random game with kids you don't know.
I wouldn't do that, but I would a couple years from now. I absolutely would a couple of years from now, but there's less independence with kids now because of A, what you're talking about, where you know, everything has to be so planned out
and
structured, And B, it's very easy for a teenager, especially if we are going to stereotype and talk about boys here for a second. You know, the other thing, it's not just phones that we didn't have. I didn't have an Xbox. I had, you know, Atari, but that's not going to...
We didn't even have Atari.
That's not going to hold me inside if you've got, you know, five buddies who want to go hit the ball around the park. Now,
that's one of the few things I did right as a parent the first time through. No video games. Mm. We did not have any of those consoles.
Yeah, it's different now. Like, if you take away...
It won't be.
Well, if you take away a video console from a teenager right now, you're basically taking him away from his friends. I mean, that is the way they connect. It's the way they communicate. It doesn't mean that you take outside movement all out of play. There's a lot here in what's being brought up. I still think kids get together and play sports. That absolutely.
But they do it more on the video games than they do like we did when we were kids.
Yes.
It was much more of, you know, we lived on a semi cul-de-sac where two streets joined together. We had a big kind of circle, and that's where we all would play in the summer. It was kick the can, and it was, you know, steal the bacon, and it was all the rest of it. Tennis, baseball, we were always outside because, to your point, you didn't have the opportunity to be on your phone, to interact with your friends on your video games, to be in your room, and all the rest of it.
Right, and then the other aspect, this idea of, oh, we just cruised down and walked up and bought a ticket for $2 and went inside. Yeah, that's gone. And that's not on society, that's not on any family, that's not on any kid. That's on what we talked to Ray about. That is on what pro sports has become,
right?
Which is pricing people out.
It's a multi-billion dollar business.
And not caring.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, and I don't even know if that necessarily draws criticism. I always laugh when it's like, what's your business trying to do? Make money or something? That's what a business does.
Right.
Now, at a certain level, should you stop... Have awareness. What's your place in the community? What's your message? What's your statement? What are you doing for inclusiveness? I get it. It's a little difficult to ask a business to do that, but also there is a line. Like, I mean, Ray pointed out, these teams are making so much money away from the gate that they don't care if
they don't care about the gate anymore.
And it leads to, among other things, a bad look. So I almost feel like teams. You should appeal to them by saying, this is bad advertising.
Well, I wonder
Forget
when it becomes bad
money.
Business, Mark, because
right.
if part of the fan experience is actually being at the park, like, for example, your kids, when they go to the game, I'm sure they love it far more than when they just watch the game at home on TV. When they're at home watching the game on TV, they're not watching nine innings. When you're at the game, you're more likely to actually watch the action because you're there. So is not going to the game going to erode future fans from being as invested as guys like you and I were?
Maybe.
Because when I was your son's age, 15, 1983, there was no phones. You know, you had your home phone that had a 50-foot cord. You had no internet. You listened to the game on the radio, and if it was on TV, rarely you watched it. But otherwise, you had to go to interact with the game.
Fewer distractions for sure. And it's one thing I've suggested for baseball for a long time. You can't fight the phone, so include the phone.
I can't fight this phone any longer. Thank you.
We can get to more on that coming up.
Speed wagon for you.
It's also, which is always welcome.
Thank you.
There's Pick Your Battles. There's Steiny Goo. There's also the message that Trimark has been partnering with independent restaurateurs in Northern California for over 55 years. Trimark brings you innovative product solutions to help your hospitality business thrive. Visit TrimarkWest.com. Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
What would his package look like?
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I don't even have my pick yet. We're still under consideration.
I've got it.
But I'm in first place.
I've got
place,
it. It's
so
back to business.
I've got time. So, we're taking a look. Pick Your Battles is not far away. Neither are Steiny and Goo. Glad you're with us, Willard and Dibs, on 95.7 The Game. So, I got something for you.
Okay. Give it to me.
Want to play a game?
Sure. I love games.
Okay.
Games are fun, Mark.
Game show music, please. And game
Hold
show
on.
Music, please.
Bear with me.
We always bear with you, Spadone. Always. Thank you. brand spanking new. Post yesterday's news, brand spanking new 2023 NBA championship odds. Can you, Dan Dibley, can you nail the top five?
Jeez. NBA championship odds.
NBA championship odds. Can you nail the top five answers on the board?
Got to have the Warriors up there at number one.
Warriors are number one.
Okay. I think
barely.
Really?
Barely.
Really?
I mean.
I said really.
Barely.
Wow.
Yeah, barely.
That means somebody must have risen, and I mean, the Celtics have to still be up there, I figure.
Number three.
And Brooklyn's got to be the team that soared to number two with the news of Kyrie.
Brooklyn Nets, number five.
What?
Number five.
Wait,
Brooklyn
what,
Nets.
What did I... What did I
do wrong?
What did I do wrong?
Brooklyn is five. Jeez. So like Celtics, Brooklyn, and the Warriors.
Yeah, you're kind of doing the opposite of the Giants. You're being an odd-numbered player here, not an even-numbered one. You've got one, you've got three, you've got five. You need two and four.
Man, well, Milwaukee won it a couple years ago. They're getting healthy. I'm going to say Milwaukee's in there.
Number four.
Okay.
You just got to get number two.
Man, I don't have a lot of faith in other Western Conference teams. Oh. Are you laughing at me, Spadone? Or was that? Wait. The Clippers?
You gave it to him. You gave
it. Yeah. What do you mean?
Spadone doesn't
even.
Spadone doesn't even have the answers in front of him, and he's just like, "Dude, who changed yesterday? Who changed yesterday?"
You guys ever see like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when they have like the coffer in the crowd? That was me.
Oh, the coffer.
I get 10% of the cut.
Yeah. He wanted to be your lifeline so badly. He's like, "Phone, ring. I know the answer to this one." Yeah, Los Angeles Clippers.
In light of the possibility that John Wall will go
well,
there.
Well, right. I mean, I guess technically it's only a possibility. As long as there are DeAndre Jordans on this planet, things can happen.
Right.
But or Carlos Boozers. But anyway, yeah, it looks like John Wall is going to the Clippers, and there are people not named Dan Dibley who think Kawhi Leonard's actually going to play basketball next year.
Yeah.
I give you a three.
I'll take it.
For your
The key is the second.
It made me laugh, though.
You gotta bring out that second. Yeah, the key is the second part of that chuckle. The Clippers, though, are almost the faves now?
Yeah, like, check this out. The latest odds have the Warriors at plus 525. This is a heavy favorite, okay? This is 2-14 odds that the Warriors are the NBA champion. But the Clippers at just plus 550, 1-12 odds that they will be your NBA champion next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Brooklyn Nets are not even top two in the conference behind the Bucks and the Celtics.
Okay. Bucks and Celtics and then Brooklyn. And I'm sure Miami is not too far behind.
If you want me to round out the top 10, it goes Suns, Lakers, which is just like. Y'all going to fall into that stupid trap again. They haven't done anything other than have Russell Westbrook opt in for almost $50 million. Okay, fine. Lakers will be 7th. Nuggets are 8th. Heat 9th. And 10th, the Dallas Mavericks tied with your Memphis Grizzlies.
Okay. Yeah. And it's still a lot to do in free agency. We don't know how every team will be comprised or composed, rather, as we head into another season, but man, the Clippers, I told you I was concerned about the Clippers before, and I think Kawhi will play. I doubt he plays all 82, but you hope for his sake and for the Clippers' sake, he comes back and he's able to play and be healthy. I will say this, I would take the Clippers over the Lakers in regular season wins this year.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that for multiple reasons. A, as of right now, they're better basketball team. Because they weren't that bad of a basketball team, even when they were missing Kawhi and Paul George for the whole year. The Clipper team that we saw last year is basically going to acquire Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and John Wall. So I think that's better because they've got other pieces to move in around them as well. The Lakers, LeBron's a year older. Westbrook is still not good, and they've got to make some changes, and they've made none. So I don't know why anybody would think the Lakers are going to be any different next year forget the whole, well, but Anthony Davis was hurt. Okay, fine. So now you're the 7 seed. Like, stop. They're not there right now.
But you got to put respect on LeBron's name until he's out of the league. Because, you know, when push comes to shove, what did he make? 10 consecutive NBA finals at one point?
Yeah, right.
It's absurd amount of winning he's done. But yes, but
closing in on 40 now.
True, but they seem to always have the ability in L.A. with the Lakers to try to, you know, throw anything at the wall to try to make it stick. So you don't think that they're going to be a team that's just going to completely turtle up and go away.
Dibs, you can pick your teams and you can pick your battles. You can do that as well. Here we go on into a Tuesday edition. Ladies and gentlemen, Tote Board has both Dibs and Spadone at 0-2. Hot Take Jake and yours truly at 1-1. So Dibs or Spadone bringing up the rear? What are we doing here? I think it's you, Dibs. I think it's you.
Yeah.
You get to go first.
And I love going first. There's no pick block, and nobody's going to pick block me anyway because I'm going to the grass at Wimbledon. It's a match that starts at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. It'll be done before the show, so it qualifies as a pick. Casper Ruud, my guy, is taking on Hugo Humbert in the second round. I'm just taking Casper Ruud on the money line, minus 141.
Damn, that was my pick.
No chance.
Why you got to be so rude, as
Thank
you know.
You.
Wow, that's a four.
Thank you.
That is really good.
I'm going to keep it simple. Rodon's on the mound. Tigers are awful. You know how I know they're awful? The A's won 4 out of 5 in Detroit this year. Give me the Giants on the run line.
Wow, okay. That was a big swing of the stick. That was very heavy-handed, and I appreciated it. Thank you, Spadone. That leads us over to Hot Take Jake, who I'm sure will have something to say about the Oakland A's.
Yeah, the Yankees are going to get to 3 runs before they do. I've got the Yankees first to 3 runs.
Okay, and as tradition would have it, especially on a Tuesday where they will be wearing the creamsicle, I would have all kinds of confidence in not only the Giants, but Carlos Rodon. I have been absolutely just crushing it at Rodon's strikeout line. However, I can't tonight. I can't take the over, which has been set at 7.5, but it's coming in at minus 155.
Oh, boy.
It is off the board.
You can take an alternate line. You can go 8.5.
I could take under, and 8.5, so that's too hot. I'm not calling
Didn't
for...
you get burned on Rodon last
week? I did one time, yeah. I finally took the under because the line went crazy, and he struck out 10.
11,
whatever it was. instead, I believe that the Giants are going to come out swinging the sticks early. And I'm going to simply say, first 3 innings, this is for the game now, not the Giants alone, but for the game, total runs, first 3 innings, I'll take over 1.5 runs in the game for the first 3 innings.
That's all it is.
We're looking for some early offense. We're looking for a Darren Ruff 2-run homer in the second inning, and the Giants to give me a green check. There it is.
Over 1.5? That's the line?
That's it.
Man.
That's it. I mean, it's a...
For the Giants or for both teams?
Game, total. Okay. Game gotcha. Total. Over 1.5 runs, first 3 innings, I will take the over on that one. And I will also take Steiny and Goo on into the room as it is time for the changeover. Brought to you by Oakland PD Recruitment. Be the change you want to see. You take your time, Goo. Take your time. Steiny's already on the mic. We're ready to go. How we doing, gentlemen? You're both wearing the P today. Look at you. Look at you. Goo's got it on the Pirates on the Dome. And then what do you got going on over here? Is this Pepperdine? What's happening to you?
It's Princeton.
It looks like Princeton. Pepperdine. Same
Princeton's
colors.
Harder to get into than playing for the Pirates.
Yeah, Pepperdine's harder to get to, though.
Hey, you know, I've never been to
one road out there.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
What's that? Go ahead. No.
You said AO Waves.
Yeah. Not to
what
cut you off.
Pepperdine. The Waves.
Yeah, the Waves.
I've never been to that Dibs? Campus, but Spire I hear it's
Kyle.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh. It's it looks like
have you Dibs?
Our good buddy Rob Scott, who we play golf with out at Blackhawk, Rob Scott, the benefactor extraordinaire, he played volleyball on their national championship team.
Wow. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
At the Dine, it's right up there on the bluffs above Malibu.
So, I mean, it literally looks like a luxury hotel if
yes,
you drive by.
If you're familiar with the Pacific Coast Highway,
right.
you basically drive down PCH and you look back and to the left, back and to the left.
Or to the right, depending on which direction you drive.
It's better if we talk about back, Mark.
I know.
And to the left, there's the Dine up on the hill.
And that's, if here I go, the wave, right?
Yeah, the wave. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. And that's what Kyle was saying. He was doing their chant.
Paul Westfall, but don't do the wave.
at any Giants game.
You know what? Let me tell you something. The wave gets
Please.
The wave in a packed house is acceptable. That's what I think.
I disagree.
If you do it right,
it looks,
why can't we just better. Be honest? It looks pretty good when it's done right. What's wrong with saying that?
Yeah, but first of all, how many packed houses do we even have at a baseball game
None.
Anymore? Ever. Anywhere.
And everybody
it's a
wants
regional
to,
sport.
Everybody then tries to stand up too quick. And you know, you gotta be patient.
Well,
you gotta be patient.
I'm out on the noises that people make when they do it. You know what I mean? Like, since when did you have to say whoa because you stood up? Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, every morning.
I mean, you know,
you
could say
up to four.
You can do one of those old man noises, kind of like when you, Dibs, you're a golfer, you reach down into the cup to get the putt.
Oh, God.
Finally went in.
Brutal.
You know, that's not right. But we whoa! Who does?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, you're not going. You're just standing
But you're not
up.
Against fun, Willard.
I'm not against fun.
He's
and
actually pro
it
fun. It's a rare stance for him against fun.
Yeah, the wave is not fun. So I am against the wave. But anyway, how you boys doing?
Oh, doing well.
Well, before we even go any further, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station. Now, how are you guys doing?
Goo.
I'm doing fine. And
why's your hat on crooked?
That's how to...
Because he's got some
swag.
Flavor. He's got some flow.
But anyway.
Why is it all crooked?
Yeah.
You didn't really ask that
Yours
question.
Yours is on straight.
That's how I choose to wear it.
And Dibs I like it your way. Right.
Okay.
Oh, I don't wear it.
Felix Rodney? Bow and arrow coming up?
That used to bother me.
Felix Rodney.
Why
good effort.
He was out there cripping on the baseball field.
Does it bother you when it's within a game like that?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't do the Tony Romo thing, the Ken Griffey Jr. You got to do it right now. Had a hat straight on.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom Seaver had it on. Gibson. His would be off the way. I'm like, you're not focused on your crest. I didn't like it. I know you're shocked.
Who?
I didn't like it.
Fernando Rodney.
Yeah,
not Felix
Rodney.
Rodney.
Yeah.
Fernando Rodney. It was almost near knowledge. It. Near knowledge, we call that.
He had a good year once, right?
Yeah.
Good save.
Real quick, Stoddy heard me lay the law down. Did you get the correct Evite?
No. No.
She said no. Stoddy heard me lay the law.
Oh, I heard him.
I didn't have any dinner.
I bet Mark Ifez has gotten about 7 texts, though, in the last 2 days. So, no.
She said that thing.
No.
All right.
Do I need to reply via the Evite if I'm telling you right now?
No, I already talked to you and Dibs. Yeah. And I'm getting all my good friends that you guys were going to meet. You know, everybody's got something going. Kids going.
Well, I know Relaford already, so.
What weekend is it?
49er Frankie.
Yeah,
is he gonna
be there?
Why not?
Because his daughter's going to Colorado, and they got something going up there.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But enough about me.
Yeah. Well,
Kyrie took that money. Gas is high.
I mean,
well,
listen.
I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to leave $30 million out there?
Taking the money.
For a second, he might.
I told you, it's not a sign and trade. It's a sign and tirade.
That's
what he's doing. He's setting it all up for the coming up in a month. It's going to be, I don't want to be here.
Oh, he's not done, you're saying.
No.
Oh, goodness, no. I would agree with this.
He's taking the money now so that he can cry about it later.
Yeah, it's just a contract. Wow. He's not saying I'm a Brooklyn Net.
No.
You're paying me $37
million. I'm a Nets. I'm always going to be a Nets.
Wow. The greatest sign and tirade in my lifetime was done by Steven Jackson to Bobby Round the Golden State Warriors.
This is a great story.
I don't know if it was the next day, but he got a contract. That was the – Mullen didn't even know. That was the –
Are you going to do your Mully for us? Can you do a great Mully?
You know, Mully was getting marginalized as the GM of the Warriors. Steven Jackson was there. He forged a personal relationship with Bobby Rao, and he got a contract extension. Mullen barely even knew about it. In fact, it's a funny story. So Jackson's leaving the facility, and he sees Mullen, and he goes, "Hey, Chris, good to see you, man. I'll see you tonight." Mullen's like, "What's going on tonight?" "I'll see you at dinner tonight. You must sign my deal." "I'm not invited." Mullen had no idea. Jackson signed the contract.
It was like 60-something million, right?
I
got to Google it. It was a huge contract.
But then I don't think it was the next day, but it was day one of the following season. He's like, "Yeah, get me out of here." Like, signing a contract is almost a prerequisite to getting traded. Like, once you sign that contract and they're into you for money, then you become a nuisance. And now you put him between a rock and a hard place. Well done, Steven Jackson.
Hmm. I got his contract numbers. You're a little hot there with the $60 million. He only made 65 in his career.
Okay.
I say only. But yeah, this was a number of years ago. You didn't get $60 million contracts. Let's see, with the Warriors, 07, 08, 09, he made a total of 6 plus 6 plus 7.
Well, the deal was 3 and 28.
There you go.
According to Rick Boucher of I might have
he was
the
not
name
with
wrong.
The Mercury News. At
no,
that
he
time.
Was with ESPN. This was before he came to 95.7 The Game. Actually, Rick and I had a great 5-minute catch up. How you doing at the NBA Finals? Which you know, because I
still got the hair going.
You know, red on red, a couple of redheaded brothers. Yeah. But Rick, you know, Rick was very, very nice and genuine for 5 minutes.
The Warriors do lead.
What happened?
They led. $25 million of his $65 million came from Golden State.
Yeah,
Steven Jackson.
In his career,
yeah. I'm still waiting on the. I tweeted Matt Barnes. He didn't respond. The We Believe Doc.
Oh,
yeah. I'm ready.
I know. Is the nation ready? Or do they care? Do they even know what that is?
It's a great question.
You know what I mean?
They won five playoff games in a year.
Local documentary.
This was after Thursday.
It's regional.
This is a regional doc.
It's like baseball. It's regional.
Seriously.
Maybe the Kings will do it when they're surpassed what that bad time was.
You want some breaking news?
Yes.
Can
we get a show out of it?
Here we go.
I don't know. That's up to you. That's up to you. This is breaking.
Come on, be good.
In the National Football League wide receiver market, the Washington Commanders and wide receiver Terry McLaurin have reached an agreement on a 3-year extension worth a max of $71 million. He skipped mandatory minicamp.
Of course.
Now has his new deal and is locked up through 2025. You can snore through it all you want, but Debo's agent is watching.
Wow. What's the guaranteed number?
Don't know.
Okay.
What is it? 3 overall
pretty good
for 71?
3 and 71, up to 71. So that's about 23.3.
Sure.
You're actually 23.6 a year, and the guaranteed money probably sitting about half that. It generally is about half of that. But if you're Debo, you're thinking you need to be north of
below
McLaurin
past that. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, but I'm not that far past. I mean, McLaurin is a good young receiver, and there's not that much room between that and the real high price guys.
When do you think all this Debo stuff gets settled? Because when he came back, Dibs, I was telling Stani, I thought, you know what, it's a wrap, it's all good in the hood. No, it's not. He's kind of doing what the Kyrie thing. I'm back, but I don't rescind my trade demand.
I think it's going to be between now and, say, August 1st. So over the course of the next 5 weeks, they're going to have to figure out exactly how to settle this, because I don't think he comes into camp without a new deal. And, you know, he'll threaten that until you have to actually get fined on the daily. That's a different story. So I think it's going to go right up to the deadline.
I could see that. I think I'm not. He's going to be a 49er.
Are we? Well, I mean, he kind of has to be now. I mean, what are the 49ers' other options? Once you make the bet that you're going to be able to save this and you get by the draft, now you're really in a bad spot if you were to somehow, like if they called the Jets today and said, okay, let's talk, what do you even get offered? I mean, now you're talking about next year's draft. I mean, 49ers have plans on winning this year. I mean, of course.
In the era of news and information, Steiny, and leaks, the fact that we don't know what's behind this, it doesn't bother me, but I am, the curiosity killed the
dude. I'll tell you what.
Because I want to know if I can hire a sports private eye.
But what is it you think we don't know?
Something personal happened. A knife in the back, I mean, or something he took to heart.
Rappaport says it's right. The dollars need to fit, and then there needs to be a plan with usage. He says it's that simple.
Oh wow,
yeah.
So but he don't like the.
If Deebo Samuel came out and said, you know, I just don't want to carry the ball as much. That's really the issue. Guru would say, I don't like that. And he came out and said that.
I would understand it. He's not a running back. He's not.
So that's what it is. Don't you think?
I think it's part of it. And we did the numbers, and Mark looked at the numbers on how many carries per game over the course of the last month of the regular season and the playoffs. He was carrying it upwards of 8 times a game. So if you're Deebo, you want to go in and say, look, I'm not carrying it 8 times a game every game. I'll give you 100 carries throughout the course of 17 regular and hopefully 4 playoffs.
That's
a lot.
That's dicey, by the way, too. It's a dicey game to play.
No, but I mean, in general, you're saying,
I kind of agree.
In general, you're saying, look, ideally for me, it's about 100 carries, no more. We both agree that my carries are impactful. So let's save them for fourth quarters of games, late November, December, January games. Can we come to an informal agreement?
But I agree
informal,
with that.
Or are you contractually putting a number in there?
It's
If it's informal, the second he's signed, Kyle Shanahan's going to be like, great. Well, now it's formal. What, though? I'd like him to run on this play. Like, you're going to run him when you want to run him.
Right, but then as the player, Steiny, if he signs a deal 4 years, $100 million, and you start having him carry the ball, when you get to like 84 carries after 6 games, now you got a hamstring injury. Right. Now I got turf toe.
I have that anyway.
Neuropathy, Kawhi. Yeah. Cost you 73 games.
Yeah, I don't think you can put a number on it because I think it's one of those things that you don't have to do it all the time. You just want it in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't serve either the player or the organization to run Deebo Samuel 10 times a game from week one to the finish, right? It just doesn't.
No.
So you got to pick your spots with them, and I think that's where they can come to some common ground. The 49, and I get football can be this way. I just don't think they're going to, okay, he's signed now. Let's exploit the hell out of him.
No.
Because Kyle's still Deebo Samuel.
And Kyle and Deebo, that's not the issue here. Like, we've heard that at every point. Remember how far Kyle went to even draft Deebo and all the way back to the Senior Bowl when they worked together and everything we've heard.
Who's calling the plays, though, Mark?
Right, Kyle. But I don't think that this I don't think this is about Kyle and Deebo. I think they get along great. And I think there's a mutual respect there. And so, yes, whatever discussions happen now, would Kyle follow that? I think he'll hear Deebo, see Deebo, do what Deebo needs to do. I would bet this is much more like sort of what I brought up earlier, Dibs, which is that, okay, if you're Deebo and you're saying, I'm now worth this. However, part of what makes me worth that, I would like to stop doing. Okay, well, then you're not worth that anymore. So you want to be paid for what you just achieved, but then you don't want to do it anymore. So now we've got to find a middle ground of what you are worth. He wants to be paid like a wide receiver and half of a running back. But if you'd like to not be half of a running back anymore, we're not going to pay you that. That has to be where the discussion lies right now and where the discord is,
so
I would think.
The disconnect, yeah.
Am I wrong, fellas, to give, if that's the case, Deebo credit for keeping that in-house or inside him? And maybe talking to his close ones, his loved ones, and not letting that leak?
Because
the last game they had in L.A., that tells me, guys, he was already PO'd about how he was being used. But for the betterment of the club, didn't go public with it, or you know, it wasn't a big deal. But if he was feeling like Mark's saying, he was holding that in for some time.
Well, he's using it as he's using it as leverage. And ultimately, if the Niners went to him and said, "Look, Debo, it's going to be 3 years, $75 million, fully guaranteed." Okay. Or 3 years and $80 million, fully guaranteed. You don't have to worry about a thing. I think Debo at that point says, use me however you want to use me. But until that deal is done, you know, if he gets the same deal that the Washington guy just got, and let's assume it's only $40 million guaranteed, right? Well, now he's thinking, I don't want to run the ball for I got $40 million guaranteed. So I run the ball this year. You pound the rock and I get hurt. And then you cut me next year, and I don't get all my chicken? No, thank you.
Not for long.
Would he have really carried the ball as much if they didn't have the running back issues they had? Because I think he was born more out of necessity halfway through the year. They were in trouble. They were 3-5. I think Mitchell was hurt. Obviously, Mostert was out. And they found, you know what, we could get a half dozen carries out of this guy if we really need to. He did it in college. So I think they only did it because they flat out had to at that time.
I think it makes him
the best version of him.
I think there's some data to suggest that's true just simply by
the first half he didn't run much. Exactly.
So they had to, whether it was because of running back injuries, whether it was because Jimmy's shoulder was hanging off of his body, whatever it was, whether it was just that they found a new toy and went, oh, this works. Whatever it was, they didn't set out to do that.
But I'll say this to that. Debo is Debo when he's doing both. And I don't know if you remember this. I thought it was odd. I don't know how I was so enamored with what he was doing both. But he led the league in drops. Did you know that until they brought it up on the playoff game? My point is, do you think he can have that impact without catching those bubble screens and being LeBron James in pads?
That's kind of my issue with this conversation, which is that if you're asking, and I don't know what he's asking, but Terry McLaurin is now one of the top five paid receivers in the game. We know what just happened with Tyreek. We know what just happened with A.J. Brown.
Christian Kirk.
Stephon Diggs. And Christian Kirk, yes, is the reason this all got bent out of shape. But if you're asking me, is Debo Samuel a top five receiver in the NFL if you take the running aspect out of it? The answer's no.
Yeah,
no.
And I agree with that.
No.
Yeah. And that's no hating at all.
No.
Well, he's just different because if you talk about receivers with the ball in his hand, he's top three.
He might be top one.
Because he's the yak boy. He's the yak master. And shout out to the animal, the yak. This is a different sort of yak.
But give you three.
Can he run the 20-yard route and be effective downfield? No, he's not the elite receiver.
Well, has he had that quarterback with that arm?
No, he hasn't.
And does he now?
Exactly.
Well, dude's got a rocket cannon. How accurate, we don't know.
You're going to see more tip ball interceptions this year than ever before. Because that boy, you know, when Trey Lance gets back there and he sets and fires, that thing is coming in hot.
Man, I cannot
wait.
Yeah.
Yakety yak. Don't talk
look
back.
Look at Steiny.
Is that Sha-na-na?
I love the young.
Bowser.
Benny Hill.
Bowser.
From Sha-na-na. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got
my parents took me to see them when I was
a little kid. Hey, Willard,
no joke. I've seen Sha-na-na live.
You and I should talk. I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary. You and I should get together, chat about that.
And he had a Joni Mitchell reference earlier. I'm talking about paved paradise.
You put up a parking lot?
Well, nice. It's a Counting Crows reference.
I don't know, Joni Mitchell.
It's a Counting Crows reference.
I know Wiener Schnitzel.
Shout out Cal Berkeley.
They ripped it off from Joni Mitchell.
And of course.
And by the way, we always play the whoop, whoop, the drop sound. That was born out of the pride of Cal, Roxy Bernstein. I don't know if we
talked about it today.
It might have been before we were all doing a show, Steiny Guru and Dibs, but Roxy knows a lot of people, so
please explain. Yes,
if you ever interview Roxy Bernstein, that's when the whoop whoop came from, because he's good friends with Adam Duritz.
Sure.
He calls me Daryl.
He's good friends with everybody who went to Cal.
Right.
He's the president of the fraternity.
For those
he's
of you just joining the station and joining the show, whenever you hear the whoop whoop, it's because somebody's dropping names.
I believe
names.
He has his son or daughter named Berkeley, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, look at you.
Is he really?
He's also in the Good Dancing Club. I know how to tell. All my guys in here qualify.
Okay, all right. That's the group I want to be in. All right, Steiny, go next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.